This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on a local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and collegiate programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with our show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Very busy week for the industry this week as Orlando became the center of the fishing universe. It was ICAST week in Orlando, which meant manufacturers, buyers, and outdoors media gathered to see the latest innovations for the upcoming year. In some cases, products were introduced that we had heard about, like the shutterbait that Dave Lefebvre had such great success with on the Mississippi River in Wisconsin. Bassmaster Live's Mike Sukham was roaming the floor at ICAST, and he's in the leadoff role today. Also at ICAST, the 2019 Bassmaster Elite schedule was unveiled, and this is fascinating. Action pretty much every month of the season, February through July, with back-to-back events every month except March, which is reserved for the Geico Bassmaster Classic in Knoxville. Michael Malone, the Director of Event and Tour Partnerships for BASS, is very involved in the scheduling process and will pull the curtain back for us a little later in the show. And as we take a breath before the guys head to the Upper Chesapeake, July 26th through 29th, our first Winning Ways segment of the season with a look back at Takahiro Omori's win on Lake Martin and Kevin Van Dam's win at Grand Lake. You'll hear from both of them. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this one off the dock. It's a new gear, new schedule edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. With two tournaments to go in the Bassmaster Elite Series, the AOI race is really heating up. And next up, it'll be the Hook Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Chesapeake Bay presented by Mossy Oak. It's coming up July 26th through the 29th. Takeoffs will be at 6 a.m. each morning from Flying Point Park. The weigh-ins on day one and two are at 3 o'clock at the same location. And days three and four, the weigh-ins will be at Ripken Stadium. So don't miss it. Be a part of the Hook Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Chesapeake Bay presented by Mossy Oak.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And, you know, my dual role, I also do an afternoon drive show talking about regular sports, stick and ball sports in North Alabama. And I will be at SEC Media Days coming up next week. And that is like the unofficial kickoff of the college football season. And it's basically a convention for football media. And a similar thing has been going on this past week in Orlando. They call it ICAST, as we said. They break out all of the new gear that's coming out, and joining us is Mike Sukan, who spent a week down there. Such, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good, Tom. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I wish I could be at ICAST, but I'm already going to be at the football convention, so it's hard for me to go to the fishing convention. But just kind of give us, this is not a thing that's open to the public, but this is where all the cool new stuff comes out and so on. So just give us the lay of the land on how that is, because I know a lot of the elites are there, and this is really the place to be for fishing for the industry right now.
Oh, you know it. Every major company in the fishing world has an enormous booth, set out all their products. They're talking with people, media, and buyers, and really what this show does is create buzz for their products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think it does, and it also, you know, a lot of it is the existing stuff. Is how many different ways can you build a better mousetrap? But there's a lot of cool new stuff that comes out too, isn't there? I mean, every couple of years, some stuff comes out that I think of the Whopper Plopper, I think about the Trapper Hook, some different things like that, where you know they look kind of like contraptions, but then they end up being really, really good.
Oh, you know it. I was looking at I went to the Best of Show Awards reception last night. You know, each company, a lot of the companies will enter products into what they call a new product showcase, and the media goes in Tuesday night, earliest reception, and then all day Wednesday, and the buyers come in as well with media, and they have a sheet, and they vote on which products are best in 25 different categories. And so last night, they awarded those off, and I can tell you, you know, can you imagine being able to say, I won an ICAST Best of Show Award and put that in front of the name of your product? That's a big selling point for them. I mean, there's companies that when they win, they're jumping up and down and high-fiving, and they're celebrating, and it's a pretty big deal for them to help that company move along.
Yeah, I mean, it does make a lot of sense. Now, this isn't open to the public, so it's not necessarily like the expo at the Classic, but it's kind of like the expo at the Classic. You know, for buyers and for the manufacturers and for the media, it has that feel, but it's not, you're not shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of people fighting to look at stuff.
Yeah, you don't see a bunch of people lugging around five rods. You know, the Classic has some great deals on all the products. People, the companies are wheeling, dealing there. You see guys carrying off a handful of rods, you know. See, I got these for a song and a dance, and here it's the media and the buyers and the companies, the big box, the Bass Pro Shops, the Dick's Sporting Goods, all those, the Walmart, they have buyers here, and they may not do all the buying here, but they'll see stuff and they'll keep their hand in there and keep talking to companies. If they see something new and exciting, they'll probably start making contacts. Just keep contacts and relationships open is what a lot of this is.
Yeah, and what's cool is that you have these huge manufacturers, these huge companies that are there, obviously, but you have a lot of smaller companies too, and sometimes they're kind of almost mom and pop shops that are out there competing. And in this particular event at ICAST, it seems like it's almost a scenario where, you know, everybody is on equal footing. You know, whether or not you're a huge manufacturer or whether or not you're a guy that came up with an idea, they're all kind of on equal footing there.
Oh, yeah. There was one year, there was a guy here who made bobbers out of spent shotgun shells. You imagine a little, you know, red bobber with the copper-looking bottom. And he actually made it to Shark Tank, and they invested in him. I mean, and I've done stories on, like you mentioned, Larry Davidson with Trapper Hooks. It was just a guy who said, I hate my plastics running up the hook and on the line. How do I do that? Well, he had his son take and forge take the harness out of a hook. He bent it with two 90-degree angles on the bottom, put his, you know, hardened it back up, put his lure, his plastic worm on it. Then when his buddy caught the first fish, he noticed that it worked for the mouth of the bass as well. It was down in that hook. And he thought, his necessity of wanting that worm to stay on his hook was the mother of invention. And he's won two awards now. They built, oh my gosh, did you see last year the treble hook with the 90-degree angles in it? That thing looks mean. I need to have to pull that out of my thumb, though.
Yeah, right. And the thing was, is I saw those before they actually, you know, hit the market, because I fished with a guy that was one of the guys that was testing that product ahead of time.
Right.
And that's what we see a lot. We saw what happened with, a couple of tournaments ago. We saw what happened with a couple of different lures and things like that. You see the pros using, and, you know, they sometimes go on to kind of slow play that stuff as far as it getting out there. The shutterbait, you know, that's what I'm thinking about. The shutterbait, you know, that was out there a couple of weeks ago, and now we see it at ICAST.
Oh, yeah, the secretiveness and the development. These guys had to sign a non-disclosure for those trapper hooks. And I remember the Vince Hurtado out in California, that he had a buddy actually just kind of coming into his house and see, and says, what's this? What the heck's this? You know, oh, it's just a worm. No, what's this? You know, and he had to not tell him. And these guys, they wanted to tell. They said, man, you won't believe what I'm catching fish on. And there's all kinds of, you know, our elites like David Walker and Stephen Brown. I had this story on the Live Target hollow body sunfish they worked on. They said they would get the product and it's in development, and these two guys would take it and use it and say what they liked about it. For 2 years, they had to keep quiet. And Brownie told me there were 40 different changes on it before they got it right, with the hooks and the weight and how it moved and how it could throw and collapse. And just the development of a lot of these products. Somebody else told me the other day that they had a product in R&D for 3 years.
Yeah.
Another guy said, oh, that's nothing. There's some that have been in for more than a decade. I'm like, really? And he's a game changer? Do you waste, take that much time on it? And he said, yeah, the game changer. Well, you know, pray tell. No such luck.
Yeah. Talk about, too, one of the cool things that I've seen this week is the lure lock box, right? With the gel that kind of keeps the lures from bouncing around in a box or falling out of the box or something.
Oh.
Has that made a lot of buzz a little bit?
Oh yeah, it's on the best of show for the tackle storage.
Yeah.
Think of it, just what happened. I mean, you know, with Larry with his trapper hook, he said it's been 30,000 years till he's, you know, developed this hook, and just think of how many different hooks and styles there are out there now.
Right.
I'm amazed that the people will come up with a better mousetrap, and that's what these guys are working on. They have teams of people and engineers. You know, Mustad hooks. I met Harry Simmons the other. He came to the office, and I talked to him about. He's just a hook guy, and he just fiddles with it. He's kind of got an engineering background, and they just, you know, come up with stuff that works. They see a problem. The anglers, like KVD, will tell them a problem. Say, hey, this is happening. I can't get it to stick here. And they say, well, let's see how we can fix it. Well, the metal doesn't stay on here. They do this die cast, this, that. You got to do this, then that. And it's over my head on how they get stuff to work.
You ever look at some of this stuff when you see it and say, oh, I thought of that, that's a great idea, or I wish I thought of that. That's such a sometimes it's the simplest ideas that work the best.
Yeah, say I wish I would have. If it's $1 million idea, yeah. There's a couple things like that, Tom. You say, man, I could have thought of that.
Yeah, Mike Sukan has been our guest. He is down there at ICAST. You can check the stories out at Bassmaster.com. He's writing a lot of stuff and been covering that, taking a little respite from Bassmaster Live. It's going to happen. You know, one of these years, we're going to do Bassmaster Live from ICAST, and it's going to be like a three-hour show, and the guys are going to be walking around the aisles and interviewing people. And I'm telling you, there'll be a Bassmaster Live at ICAST one of these years.
Well, just do you and get pictures. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. I'll get down there. Me and Mercer and Davey and Z is there already, and you guys, and we'll just walk around and talk to people, and that'll be the show, you know? So maybe
that'll be loads of fun.
That would be a lot of fun. All right, Sue.
You guys draw people like flies.
I appreciate it, man. You did a great job, and we'll look forward to talking again.
All right, Tom. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you. Mike Sukan. How cool
Take
is
care.
That? All right, when we come back, a Winning Ways segment. We're seven tournaments into the Elite Series now, so we'll do a little Winning Ways segment. We'll go back to the beginning with Takamori and how did he win that very first event back on Lake Martin. We'll do that next right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Visit Bassmaster.com daily through September 23rd for a chance to win a 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab standard bed in the Toyota Ultimate Tundra giveaway. The grand prize includes the Tundra, a genuine Toyota accessories package, additional accessories from B&W Trailer Hitches, Covercraft, Volant, Yakima, and Bully Dog, and a $1,000 installation allowance. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for official rules and to enter. Must be 21 or older.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328, or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from elite pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 9 a.m. to noon, and again 1 to 4 Eastern. And simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And as I said, a little bit of a Winning Ways type deal here with a couple of the champions from earlier this year. Over the next few weeks, we'll go ahead and get caught up on those things in case you missed them earlier. It was Takamori getting the win at Lake Martin, and it was Kevin Van Dam, that's right, the GOAT, getting the win at Grand Lake. Here are some of my comments with both of those guys. Tak, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. You know, I know you've lived in Texas for a long time. You ever think about moving to Alabama? You kind of got a grip on this state right now, the way you're taking a lot of money out of the state of Alabama the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. I thought about it many times. That's a very good place for me.
And just talk a little bit about Lake Martin. Did it set up well for you? I know you're a shallow water fisherman. You enjoy that kind of fishing, and you found that little honey hole way up the river. Was it something that you had confidence in going into?
You know, I was waiting for a pre-spawn tournament a long time. Usually we start out here in a year going to Florida. They already fish on the beds. Not like I don't like fly fishing, mm-hmm. but just this kind of fishing style, you know, that's just to fit my the way I like to fish.
Yeah, and it was the exact opposite of sight fishing because it looked like you had very little visibility where you were fishing. And I know you were throwing that 1.5 TO Craw Lucky Craft square bill, but what kind of visibility did you have up there? Because it looked like it was awfully stained water.
It is. We had a lot of lane during practice and before the tournament, and a lot of feeder creek get muddy, or some of the main river get muddy. So that helped move the fish to the shallow more, actually.
You were really, really consistent in this event. You kicked off things. You went wire to wire, and you kicked off things with 18 pounds, 2 ounces on day one, and then you go 14, 9, 12, 13, and 14 pounds on the final day. What had you found with this particular spot? Because, did you go up there and practice and scope it out then? And how did you know that this spot would hold up like this all throughout the tournament?
No, you know what? I thought I knew it, but it's not. It's a little bitty spot, just a little sandbar come off from the mouth of the feeder creek to the main river, and the main river had a lot of current. The way I find that fish is, I just keep going way up river to try to find some big kusa spots or something like that, because I never free fished this tournament. And last time I fished Lake Martin was like 15 years ago.
Talk about managing this spot, Takahiro Amori with us, the winner at Lake Martin. And you say you caught about 50 fish off of that spot, but you were in there, you do your damage real early in the morning on the first 3 days of the tournament. It looked like you got out of there. You talk about managing those fish and not just, and not just wearing them out the first day.
It is. A 4-day tournament, it's very important to be smart about it, what you find. You know, I don't know how much potential that spot got or every day how they're going to replenish. So I went there first day, then I knew nobody around me, and then I caught 15 pounds within half hour. So I just left right away, then fished somewhere else the rest of the day to just not touch it. Then second day, I still don't know how much fish they're going to regroup or replenish, whatever, but I went up there, and about 20 minutes, I caught another, 13 pounds. It's really good, right?
Yeah.
So by the time I did that, already I had, four or five spectator boats watching me. And this is the time of the year, it's still pretty cold. So another local was actually fishing. The only reason those guys up there, because they tried to see me. And, as soon as I catch 13 pounds, I just left and took off. So hopefully nobody going to touch it. I know for sure none of my guy find that spot, because last day I would say, within a couple of miles upriver, and none of my guy went upriver on the first day. So I just saved it. And day three, I had about 12, 13, 14 spectator boats, because I was reading by 4 pounds. And I went up there, I spent about an hour and a half, and I got another good limit, 11, 12 pounds, and I just left. So, it's such a fine line to managing the fish for the 4-day tournament. But I think in the end, it worked out, because I ended up won by 7 pounds. So it just worked out.
All right. Well, appreciate you. Congratulations on the win. And we'll look forward to talking to you again. Takahiro Amori has been our guest, our winner from Lake Martin. Thanks, Tak.
Thanks for having me.
That was a great win by Takamori. And then it was Grand Lake. There was a little bit of a gap in there, but then it was Grand Lake, and it was Kevin Van Dam getting the win. Here was my conversation with KVD. KVD, congratulations and welcome in, man.
Man, it's awesome. You just never know how, your week's going to go at an event like that. And, that last week at Grand Lake, it was, just a great week.
It certainly was a great week. Were you surprised by the overall weight that this tournament? I mean, a lot of people have predicted that Kentucky could maybe touch 100 pounds. Were you surprised at the amount of 20-pound plus bags and the fact that, it took well over 80 pounds to win this one?
I thought, just based on the conditions, that it was going to be a special week. It's been so cold all across the country, and especially through this midsection all spring, it's kept the spawn held back. Normally by mid-April, it's full on wide open spawn at Grand Lake, and the water temperatures were in the low to mid 50s when we got there, and so the bass have just been holding back and holding back. And with the weather warming, and then the full moon coming on the weekend, it just, like, you know, it was a perfect storm, and you know, the fishing showed it. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible, and there were some incredible scenes too on Bassmaster Live, seeing you fish, even though I know you did a lot of damage with your square bow, and we'll get to that in a moment, but it was kind of different seeing you beat the shore as much as you were. And we saw one scene on I think it was Friday or Saturday, where you actually were in a boat slip, and you're pitching across the docks and so on and so forth. That's not normally where we see you doing your damage, but that's where the fish were. But that was a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Grand Lake has got a lot of development, and there's a lot of docks there because it fluctuates. You know, they're floating docks, and they got cables. And, you know, when these fish go to the bank, you know, they love to get behind those docks because it's a nice area that's protected from the wind and waves and stuff, where they can spawn. And of course, you know, a lot of anglers have a hard time getting baits to them. So it's, you know, it's kind of a good place to find a bass that's been in the sanctuary. So yeah, you got to skip a jig, you know, under those cables and that. And, you know, I caught the majority of my fish cranking, but I did catch a handful of some really good ones, you know, skipping that jig behind those docks.
How talk about managing your flotilla a little bit, because they were out in force, and, you know, sometimes they get over spots and stumps and things like that where you might want to hit. They don't know, really, and not necessarily. And but just talk about how that crowd was, because they're always, you know, you never get away from them.
Yeah, no, the thing that I said before, and I said on stage, is, you know, those are hardcore bass fishing fans that are there. And they're some of the best that I've seen. You know, they don't have any rods on their deck, and they kind of know what's going on, and they know, you know, that you're focusing more on the bank. So they really stayed, you know, on the center of the coves and things like that. And, you know, if somebody was, I'd watch them, if they were getting a little too close or getting near a point or something that I want to fish, I would just wave them off. I mean, they're really, were really good. So it was not any issue for me at all this week.
Kevin Van Dam with us, coming off his win at Grand Lake, joining us here. And it's tough when you got back-to-back events like this. It can be really tough. But how do you, like, from a fishing standpoint, from your body and so on, how do you feel about going, you know, 4 days Grand Lake, you know, run over to Kentucky Lake, and hopefully 4 more days for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely, it's tiring, but, you know, I don't think it's any different for the youngest person on the Elite Series or the oldest. I mean, if you work as hard as I think most everybody does, you're going to spend long days in practice out there, and it just, after 1 week, it kind of gets you in shape. I mean, the biggest challenge, I think, is that long off period we had with the Sabine getting postponed. You know, it's been a while since we fished a tournament. You know, I mean, it's really the Classic, and you know, that kind of gets you out of fishing shape, so to speak. But I've been busy working and doing a lot of other things and stuff, so I'm looking forward to this next 2 months. We've got a lot of fishing coming up.
No doubt about it. And you know, you mentioned that, the practice, the grind, and so on. I got to tell you, your buddy, Mark Zona, he kind of outed you a little bit. He said that you don't practice hardly at all anymore. That's the way he made it sound. He said, with all the filming that you're doing and all the appearances and everything else, that a lot of what you do is based on your, you know, past knowledge and history. But he said that you really don't have the time on the water that a lot of these young guns have, that are out there making their own maps and marking every single bush on the lake and everything else. Was he spot on with that a little bit, or was he over exaggerating how much time you get to spend on the water practicing?
No, he's really pretty right. The only time I practice is the official practice. I mean, I don't get to go and pre-scout any of the lakes or anything like that. I don't have that time. I've got a lot of, I'm glad to, but I have a lot of commitments and, you know, twin boys and wife and family, and I literally can't squeeze more time in with the 30-day off limits to go scout these lakes ahead of time or anything like that. It just doesn't work. And where I live, too, logistically, it's hard to do, and in most cases, things are going to change so much anyways that it's really not beneficial.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us, as always.
You bet, man. Thanks, guys.
A couple of great champions there from the first two events of the year. All right, when we get back, what does the 2019 schedule look like? And how did they make this thing up? Michael Malone will join us next, the Director of Events and Tour Partnerships for BASS. Next, right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Visit Bassmaster.com daily through September 23rd for a chance to win a 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab standard bed in the Toyota Ultimate Tundra giveaway. The grand prize includes the Tundra, a genuine Toyota accessories package, additional accessories from B&W Trailer Hitches, Covercraft, Volant, Yakima, and Bully Dog, and a $1,000 installation allowance. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for official rules and to enter. Must be 21 or older. With two tournaments to go in the Bassmaster Elite Series, the AOI race is really heating up. And next up, it'll be the Hook Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Chesapeake Bay presented by Mossy Oak. It's coming up July 26th through the 29th. Takeoffs will be at 6 a.m. each morning from Flying Point Park. The weigh-ins on day one and two are at 3 o'clock at the same location. And days three and four, the weigh-ins will be at Ripken Stadium. So don't miss it. Be a part of the Hook Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Chesapeake Bay, presented by Mossy Oak.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And joining us now, Michael Malone. Now, he's got a really cool title. He's the Director of Event and Tour Partnerships for Bassmaster. And that means he's very involved in the selection process of where the Elite Series is going to make their visits. And, of course, the new Elite Series schedule for 2019 came out, as we said, in the open. And we get a chance now to kind of pull the curtain back and talk about this schedule that's coming up. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I've been listening to for a long time, and I really appreciate the invite to be on.
Well, this is kind of neat. I'm always interested in the planning that goes on, in this process. And you know, it's not like you guys just pick a bunch of lakes and then say, okay, let's call and see if we can get the ramp that day, right? I mean, how long in advance does this go in terms of coming up with a schedule?
You know, this is an ongoing process that happens and carryovers from year to year. Some of these cities that we have in 2019, I've literally been working on for 7-8 years to try to partner with, go back to, and make something happen for the Elite Series. And I do that for the Bassmaster Classic and for the Opens. We have our nation team manages the site selection a little bit more so, with a little bit of guidance from and partnership that I help them with for their events. But I oversee the Elites and the Opens and the Classic, and then I get the strategy from our executives as to what they'd like to see, where we'd like to go. You talk to our sponsors, but it is a long process that we continue to work with these great cities that host us. It just takes a lot of time. So it's kind of like, I call it it's like a duck. It's smooth on top, but there's a lot of work underneath that we have to do to make it happen.
Is there any angler input in this as to how it's going to go? We know the West Coast guys always like to see a little swing out west. We'll get to that in a moment because you're going out there, and that's going to be really cool. But do the anglers have any kind of input whatsoever on this scheduling?
Yeah, they do. And I'll ask them, especially if it's a lake that we haven't been to in a while or a new lake, or if I'm hearing rumors that, hey, this lake might not be fishing very well, or they might have a fish kill, or they may have sprayed for hydrilla, and you mean we want to stay off for a couple of years because they live there, or they fish there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So I actually get a lot of input from them. Some of it solicited, some of it is unsolicited. But we welcome that because, they're one of our clients and customers as well, and we want them to have a voice. But again, it's about the bigger strategy for the company. And like you said, it's not just, finding out who's got a ramp and just trying to make the schedule work back and forth. There's a whole lot that goes into it.
Yeah, and there's that gap. I mean, it's interesting when the Classic was in predominantly February, it was kind of kicking off the season, and then you'd get into the Elite Series and there'd be a string of events. And now there's been, for the last several years, one or two events before the Classic. The March Classics opened up some other waters and certainly have produced some fantastic Bassmaster Classics. But it does create a scenario where, for example, in 2019, we'll go from February 14th through 17th at Lake Lanier to April 4th through 7th, because only half the field basically will fish in the Classic. That gap, and of course this year was even worse because of what happened with the Sabine River, so it ended up with this huge mm-hmm. gap. But that gap, is that a concern sometimes as far as not really having any elite events in, for a 2-month period and kind of prime fishing time?
It is and it isn't. Having the Classic in March, it did open up a lot more waters for us. It allowed us to come a little bit further north than we were with just a February Classic. But if you look at the schedule, we're February, March, April, May, June. We take off for August or for July, and obviously ICAST is going on. Yeah, I know that's a big storyline that, we're in ICAST week, and then we're in August for Waddington, and they'll do the AOI in September. So we have an event every month, just about. And as far as the fishing goes and the content goes, we feel like we're providing a great platform for all of our anglers and our sponsors to reach the fans. From the fishing standpoint, that's just the nature of the beast that, we're going to do the Classic in March and we're going to be on the best fishery we can with the best city that can host the event. But to have that gap between Elite number 2 in February and Elite number 3 in April, the other things you have to consider, Easter's in there. And
sure.
We've got to, in the Classic, I'm not bidding against other tournaments and I'm not working against other tournaments. It's what other conventions are in town. So a lot of dates go into that. Really, if we can schedule it and have good spacing where anglers can get back and forth to different lakes, where we can get good content and we can be in the best lakes at the best times, that's the ultimate goal.
Michael Malone with us talking about the 2019 Elite Series schedule here, ICAST week as well, and there's been a lot of conversation about that. But it seems like there was a concentrated effort, and I really like this, a concentrated effort to go with back-to-back weekends. You got back-to-back weekends in February at the St. John's River and in Lake Lanier. You get back-to-back in April. You go back-to-back in May and back-to-back in June. Is that something that the anglers say, you know what, we like this when we're out. We don't want to have a dead week in between. We just as soon go back to back and then have more time to travel to the next area?
It happens organically. I would say 70% of the anglers have said to me they do like the back to backs. One of the things that I'll do in the coming weeks is schedule the opens around this, and mm-hmm. I'm working on the open schedule right now, and we'll want to use the economies of scale and have our equipment out on the road and try to put opens somewhere within a drive distance of either side of those elites. So by doing that, then we can go ahead and, if anglers want to fish that, and then we have, content going week after week, and it's all part of the process for that. But as far as the back-to-backs go, it's kind of funny because we don't really plan it that way. It just kind of happens. Especially with the way Easter is this year, and then trying to schedule around Memorial. We even, do a nod and try to stay off of the week after Memorial weekend. That weekend is usually one of our sponsors. They have their boat companies. They have one of their owners tournaments. So between that and after Memorial, we try to stay off of that. It just kind of works out that way. But we do listen to the anglers, that some of them do like the back-to-backs. It's just not as much of a priority as the other ones. When it happens, it's a good thing though.
Yeah, Mike Malone with us talking about this upcoming schedule for 2019. And now you have a mix of venues that are relatively new, that are totally new, and that are, you know, some old war horses that we've been to several times, starting out with the St. John's River. I would imagine, you know, to start at the St. John's River and end the regular season at Waddington at the St. Lawrence River, places like that where you have existing relationships and everybody kind of knows the lay of the land, that must be a little bit easier to plan than something that is a totally new venue, right?
Absolutely. And we've been there a few times. The host and both of those communities are fantastic. And then, you know, conversely, we're going to Lake Lanier, which is a new destination, and to Tri-Cities, Washington, on the Columbia River, where there's an education process. We have to tell them about our brand, tell them about our fans and how engaging they are, about how we're going to put, you know, millions of eyeballs on their destination and where people are going to want to go and fish those great fisheries that they have that they've never been to before. And then obviously the economic impact that goes along with hosting our tournaments. So that's part of the long-term plan. I've been talking to Lake Lanier since we've held an open there, like around 2007. We haven't been there for a Bassmaster event in quite a long time. We've never been to the Columbia River for an Elite Series or an open event. So in talking with them over the years, we wanted to express to them how exciting it was. We even give these cities some references and let them talk to other host cities, sure, and other destinations, and let them ask questions about what's important to them as to why they want to host Bassmaster. And I think you can tell by the success of our events that we've had, that we continue to have great crowds, incredible crowds for our festivals, and we continue to get new cities like we just did. We were in South Dakota just a couple of weeks ago. I think that's a testament to the brand and to the sport that we're the leading tournament and really the leader when it comes to providing fantastic content on this, and that's why people want to get involved with us.
So it's St. John's River to get things started February 7th through 10th, then that trip to Lanier, and this is really fascinating on several levels. One, the fishing at Lanier has improved a lot. I mean, a lot of people, they thought about, when you think of Lanier, you think about a bunch of 14-inch spots, and it's going to, you know, it'll be tough to catch 10 pounds a day, but that fishing has really improved. But the proximity to Atlanta and all of those fishermen in that North Georgia area, this is really exciting. And just talk about what you're doing with the weigh-in and things like that too, because you've got some really cool venues that you're using there in the Gwinnett area.
And it's Gwinnett and Hall County, so the two counties have partnered together to do it. We're going to be out of the mega ramp at Laura Park up on the upper east side of the lake for days 1 and 2, and we'll do the weigh-in there. For days 3 and 4, we're going to be down at Cool Ray Park in Lawrenceville. That's the AAA affiliate for the Atlanta Braves. And we're going to do the festival in and out of the concourse. Team won't be starting yet, and we're working on the layout there. But the mascot of the team is the Stripers. And
yeah, right.
They have a bass for a logo, so it's kind of cool. We're going to use some synergy with that. But like you said, a ton of fishermen that are engaged. They love to travel. And just as a side note, and, you know, as you said, you want to pull back the curtain, we obviously are on Bassmaster.com for our live events, and we have, you know, great photo galleries with our photographers, and the stories our writers put out there are unbelievable. And the fans from Georgia are very engaged on our website. And we, of course, just like everybody, can track to see where people are from. But we get incredible impressions from the folks in Georgia. We get a lot of fans from there. We have a great membership base there. So it's really important that we go there. And we want them to know that we care about them, and we want to highlight their lakes. And just the same, and getting back to a place like Tri-Cities, what we've never been to before, we want to expand our brand. We want to reach people that we haven't reached before, like we did in South Dakota and had a great event there. And you know, the tackle store there sold a ton of tackle. And that's what it's about. We want to go to places that we haven't been you know, really just push our brand as much as we can.
Yeah, and of course, being in North Georgia this year for the AOI is going to be a lot of fun too, and the Classic Bracket right there in the North Georgia region is going to be neat. Now, well, we're looking forward to a fantastic Classic on the Tennessee River. I am so fired up about where this is going to be coming out of Knoxville. This is going to be unlike, I think, anything we have done before, and had a great Classic this past year at Hartwell, and Neil Paul and those guys there do such a tremendous job at Visit Anderson, and I know you're going back there. But, you know, people are looking at Classic 50. You know, that's going to be a big deal, Classic 50. And you know, could this Lake Lanier thing, could this be a little bit of a dry run to kind of test that region to see if maybe they'd be in the mix for Classic 50?
You know, they and it's a great destination just north of Atlanta. And we have talked to them. We, in fact, the folks from Lanier did come to the Classic to check, take a look at it in Greenville. And wanted, they wanted to see it and see what it was all about. They've hosted a lot of events, and they've got some very nice facilities there. What I'm about to say is public knowledge. They're going to go through some major renovations with their convention center and their arena that's there.
Right.
And as of right now, because of the size of the Classic, they just don't have the space to hold it. It's just not big enough at this point. So they're going through some different plans, and perhaps in 2 or 3 years, we're going to have that conversation again where they could be a viable host for that, and we would welcome the opportunity to listen. We are talking to a variety of destinations for the 50th Classic in 2020, and I'm actually working on 21, 22, and 23.
Wow.
That's how far out we're booking and talking to destinations right now. So it is quite a long process for that. But right now our eyes are on Knoxville, and especially for the listeners that are around the country, you know, being in Knoxville and that part of Tennessee, we know that if you do a big circle from there, you know, we're going to hit some states that can be in a drive market for there that we've never really had as much before for other classics. So folks in Pennsylvania, Western New York, Michigan, we're expecting to have a lot more fans come down from those northern states and come and see the Classic. For the folks who haven't been to the Classic before, inside our expo, we put up the United States map where people can put a little sticker as to where they're from. And every year, the lower 48, everybody from lower 48, every lower 48 state is represented. But I think because of the proximity of Knoxville and because it's such a fantastic city, I think people are going to come down for it and from all over. And I think we're going to have incredible attendance at the event.
Michael Malone has been our guest talking about the 2019 schedule. We appreciate you so much, and we'll do it again sometime, Mike.
Thanks so much for your time. Look forward to doing it.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, I'll run down the complete schedule for you, and we'll wrap things up right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pro. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 9 a.m. to noon, and again 1 to 4 Eastern. And simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle the show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. AFCO and Bass Nation are proud to announce the 4 chapters selected for the AFCO and Bass Nation Conservation Grant Program. The winning grants were presented at ICAST during AFCO's 60th anniversary celebration by AFCO President Bill Shedd and Bass Conservation Director Gene Gilliland. $5,000 goes towards Virginia native grass restoration. The Virginia Bass Nation Grant will fund the growth of enough native eelgrass to start beds in local Virginia lakes. High school and college students will participate in gathering seed from the lakes and planting the grass in the summer. Another $5,000 goes towards the Timms Ford Lake Habitat Restoration, my home lake. Tennessee Bass Nation Grant will fund materials to allow local anglers to build and place between 1,000 and 2,000 habitat and fish attractor structures throughout Timms Ford Reservoir. They better let me know where they're going to be. $2,500 goes towards the development of Lunker Fish Care University. The Texas Bass Nation Grant will enable the development of an online and in-person education course. LFCU will teach high school teams, college anglers, and bass clubs the best methods of caring for lunker bass and their tournament caught fish. And then $2,500 goes towards a youth division fish care tournament trailer for the Michigan Bass Nation that'll be used to help offset the costs of a new tournament trailer. All right, let's take a look at the 2019 Elite schedule that is coming up. It's going to get started on February 7th through 10th at the St. John's River in Palatka, Florida. Then the next week, February 14th through 17th, Lake Lanier in Gwinnett, Georgia. And that's going to be very interesting as well. Bassmaster Classic, of course, is in Knoxville on the Tennessee River. That'll be March 15th through 17th. And then we go back-to-back again in April with the third Elite of the season, April 4th through 7th at Lake Hartwell, the home of this past year's Classic. That'll go out of Anderson, South Carolina, and brought to you by Visit Anderson. Great folks over there. April 11th through 14th, it'll be the fourth Elite. That'll be at Winnebae in Georgetown, South Carolina. So that's a nice close deal there as two tournaments in South Carolina. Toyota Texas Fest is May 2nd through 5th at a lake to be named. And then May 16th through 19th, it'll be Elite number 6 on Fort Gibson Lake in Oklahoma. Then it gets exciting as they head west. June 13th through 16th, it'll be the California Delta out of Sacramento, California. And that'll be backed up June 20th through 23rd with the 8th Elite of the year on the Columbia River for the first time ever in Tri-Cities, Washington, sponsored by Visit Tri-Cities. That ought to be interesting. And then the Meat Fest that is the St. Lawrence River will take place August 15th through 18th in Waddington, New York. And then, of course, the AOI Championship and the Classic Bracket. Those dates and locations will be announced later. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. So keep those nets heavy and those lines tight. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.